Elliot Forrest from WQXR with Patrick Summers, the music director of the Houston Grand Opera, who has just conducted the final dress rehearsal of The Passenger for Lincoln Center Festival. For those who don't know, tell us a little about the origin of this opera.
Well, the opera was written in the mid-1960s, based on a novel from 1960 by Sophia Poschmitz, who will be with us opening night. Sophia was a 2.5-year survivor of Auschwitz, and her inspiration for the novel was actually came in 10 years after the war. She was in Place de la Concorde in Paris, and she heard a German voice and said to her husband, it's the voice of my overseer at Auschwitz. It was not, but the idea for the novel came to her that what if just a sound could take you back to such a horror. And it was Sophia's novel that inspired Weinberg to write this monumental work. And it's one of the very few pieces of Holocaust art that was, A, written by people who were there, and B, doesn't in any way try to make sense of such a human catastrophe. It is an opera that does exactly what art is supposed to do, which is to ask us questions. It does not, as a piece of art, answer any of those questions. And I find that an incredibly important thing about the opera.
This particular production, we're here at the Armory. What is it about this particular place that lends itself for this production?
Well, the way the production fits into this enormous drill hall, the actual stage action is closer to the audience than in a traditional opera house, and the orchestra is off to the side instead of between the audience and the action. So there's an incredible immediacy and a slightly confrontational quality to performing it here, and the audience feels as though they're in it, you know. And I think that's very unique to the Armory. It's a very unique experience as an audience member.
And, of course, the size of this building certainly helps in telling a big story.
We are in an entire city block. You know, it's such an enormous space. And that's an unusual thing in this day and age, and especially in New York City. You don't have spaces this size, you know.
Talk to me a little bit about this score. It's a 20th century score, and it sounds it. What are the challenges for you?
There are three distinct sound worlds that Weinberg created. One is the sound world on the deck of the ship, which is completely tonal and jazz inspired, and sounds quite like 1960s jazz or film music. There is the sound world of Auschwitz itself, the scenes of flashback, and then there is the choral world, which is Weinberg chose to use the chorus in a very unique way, in that the chorus represents all of us, and they comment on the action, but very tellingly, they never do anything. They say things are wrong, but they don't take any initiative and any action. And that sound world is the one that Weinberg uses orchestrally to force Lisa back into her memories. Of course, we never know at the end of this opera if this mysterious passenger was real or not. Is it just Liesl's imagination and a guilt that she cannot sail away from? She cannot escape it, no matter where she goes. And it doesn't matter, ultimately. The guilt matters tremendously. The passenger being real or not does not. And I think it's an extraordinarily moving and intelligent work of art. There's no sentiment in it and no real lesson. It just asks us to be present for it and to witness it and to remember.
With what you just said, was there any kind of discussion with the cast for the relevance for people today?
We just really try to be as true to it as we can. And relevance, you know, we are so bad at analyzing our own present history that a work of art like this that was written by people who were there and asks us to remember this thing that really happened, that is extraordinarily relevant. If that isn't a relevance to art, then nothing is.
Patrick Summers, music director and artistic director of the Houston Grand Opera. Good to speak with you.
Thank you, Elliot.